Hey guys, welcome back to another edition to Supernatural Whispers, and I'm your host, Nicole Caspar. I hope y'all had a happy New Year. 24, what's in store, right? So what's in store? Well, hopefully we'll have some awesome guests to be with us this year. And I guess the next 2 months pretty much booked, but if you're interested or if you know someone that's interested, please hook me up. My email is NicoleJaspar8@gmail.com. So it's pretty easy. So yeah, just pretty much we had a pretty good holidays here in California, and the weather's been pretty good, pretty decent. I mean, it's been cold and rainy today, but not too bad. So can't complain about the weather. So anyway, so grab your blanket and your cocoa. And let's dive into this topic that we wanted to talk about for a while. And yeah, death premonitions. Man, I can't wait to get some post-it notes. So anyway, yeah, death premonitions. I mean, can you predict your own death? I would like to say yes, because this happened before in history, which I will share later on down the road, besides my own experiences. And you can also predict the deaths of your loved ones as well, unfortunately. And even your pets. You know, I've had experience where I had a death premonition when I had a positive bird, bless him. His name was Angel. And that bird, I love that bird so much. He used to cuddle with me, and he's so funny too. He would copy my sneeze and everything. Yeah, we missed that bird. So when I had that death premonition of my bird Angel, I knew it was a matter of time. So when I went out investigating, when I was out in the field years ago, and you know, I just had a call that my bird had fallen to its death, and that's exactly what I saw. So I was somewhat prepared. Now that's what I like about death premonitions, because I think it sheds some light to help us to prepare ourselves when something tragic like that, of death of a loved one or pet. Pets are like family, right? If you treat them right. And so yeah, I missed that darn bird. So that's one of my main death premonitions that actually happened years ago. And so let's see what else. I'm gonna try to share as much as I can remember. I should be just like writing these down. So I kind of remember off the top of my head. And the next death premonition would be that I've seen one of my grandparents. Well, actually, my grandpa, he visited me in my dream. And those cases usually are called visitation dreams rather than death premonition. But I'm getting to the point, believe me. So I had an odd feeling that something wasn't right the whole day, that ever since that visitation dream. So the next day I was calling around, and sure enough, I have seen the death premonition of my grandfather. And so that was the beginnings of my death premonition. And believe me, I had a few more bizarre ones. And I think death premonition is somewhat like remote view, and I can do that as well. Remote viewing is kind of like seeing a motion picture with your mind's third eye. You know, when you actually feel like you're there at the location or whatever target that you are remote viewing. Now, even sometimes the military will use us psychic seers. I like to call it psychic seers rather than just a medium, because I can do other things besides talk to dead people. I can connect and remote view. It's sometimes not a pretty sight, you know? When you can hear hidden evil spirits, and yet you can see them, that's another episode right there. So maybe I'll do that for another episode. We'll see. No, I'll have to plan that one pretty good. So, and that will be for my remote viewing experiences. Yeah, that'll be a good episode, remote viewing. What a break, sorry. Okay. Sorry about that, yes? So, yeah, the next remote viewing, I seen, now this one, I believe I was sleeping as well, where I had these death premonitions, usually when I'm asleep. And so, it's just quite different when you remote viewing or when you're having these death premonitions. Now, I think it should be the same thing, but I don't know. Let me know, guys. I'm no expert. So, remote viewing is when you know you're sort of awake and you're sort of asleep. You know, and so when you're in that state, you know, you're still aware of your surroundings, put it that way. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to save that for another episode. I've been having some quite strange, even stranger experiences. Every time I use or try remote viewing, it just blows me away. You know, and so a death premonition I've had experience was a few years ago, and this is when I believe it's when I was trying to develop my psychic abilities, and so it's like, be careful what you wish for. So what happened was when I was probably sleeping. And Yurita was probably sleeping, and I was dreaming. I don't know. What do you guys remember if you were sleeping or if you were awake when you have these death premonition episodes? Let me know. Comment below. Okay, I'm pretty curious about how others hit when if you do death premonitions. And premonition is where you dream of, I guess it is a dream when you're sleeping. When you dream that a future or past events. So it's kind of like you can predict the future with that sense. So on that note, moving on. So this one that I keep avoiding because it still haunts me to this day. I mean, they all do, they all still haunt me to this day. Deep breath. So, what I've seen in this next episode, where I've seen a huge cargo ship on the ocean, and it's almost bigger than a Titanic. Well, almost. But anyway, there is a ship bigger than a Titanic. And I believe it's Queen Mary, and which had been on the Queen Mary ton of time. And so I highly recommend that the Queen Mary is a historic and haunted ship. Put it that way. And I have indeed remote viewed that ship as well, and I'll share it another time. So the premonitions of this cargo ship actually happened years ago in history, because what's up, Kimberly Dominic Young, Spirit Chasers. So if you guys want a shout out, let me know, and whatever birthdays or anniversaries, hey, I'll be lucky for you. And so, to the anniversary, I believe we're here in our third year with this podcast. Woohoo! So we're getting there. Yeah, we're getting there. So, excuse me guys for a moment. And so, I hope you guys are liking this episode. premonitions and experiences. So like I say, I'm no dream expert or paranormal expert or whatsoever. I just have a lot of experiences throughout my life. And with these death premonitions, you know, it should be serious stuff. And whether or not you can dream about your own death, I wouldn't want to know how I would die. But I can tell you one thing, I won't go out quietly. That way. Anyway. So another death premonition, I would say, and still kind of vague, but it actually happened on someone else's news. She told me it actually happened. So I'm like, oh, cool. I mean, I'm not cool, because what happened was, I seen a white Jeep, and white Jeep was speeding on the highway towards the ocean. And when it plunged into the ocean, the Jeepers actually managed to escape. So just, they called, but at least they're okay. So, yes, can you imagine that? I mean, you know, if you don't need to reach that route, do you think they would listen to me? They would think, but, you know, I would listen to the local psychic. I mean, I'm 100%, especially if they predict the future. I mean, I know I would listen. Definitely listen. So we all have a sixth sense, or what I like to call nudges from the universe, or nudges from your angels. What I mean by nudges is that, suppose you want to get from point A to point B, and you're told to either stop or go to point C instead. And then later you found out that there is a torrent that you could have been. So, yeah, a lot to think about, isn't there? That's why I like to make these podcasts, so that to get your awareness out there and stay safe, you guys, because this world can be crazy sometimes. And so, I think I have time for one more, but I'm going to share a couple of famous celebrities and premonitions. Now, whether or not you're familiar with Sharon Tate murders, no, I'm somewhat familiar because I met David Oman and went to his house, and murders wasn't too far from there. And so, the Sharon, supposedly, records say that the famous actress Sharon Tate supposedly had some premonitions about her own murder, even months before she had her unborn child would be murdered by the Manson family. And so Sharon had supposedly hallucinations about her own death, and so she repeatedly had hallucinations. You know, about a dead body in her house with her throat cut wide open. Ooh, I'm sorry, that just gave me the goosebumps, and you know, every time I read that sad lesson. So anyway, and another celebrity, our late president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, right? And so, supposedly, before Abraham Lincoln passed away, he seen, I believe he also saw a doppelganger. A doppelganger is a duplicate copy of yourself. And if you supposedly, if you see your other self, or your doppelganger, you're supposed to die. And so, he also supposedly had seen his own death premonitions, right? So I believe it's possible that we can have our own death premonition, predicted. But if you ask me, I would rather not know of my own death. So, hopefully we'll be here for a long time and be doing these episodes for you guys. So I hope y'all enjoying these short episodes. And it's rather a late night for me, so bear with me. Luckily, I'm a night owl in, California. So, let me know how you guys are liking these topic episodes, which I'll bring back as well. Since we've been on hiatus for a while, since the holidays and everything, we kind of hectic. But I'm gonna try to get back on track. 24 was the story. So, yeah, it makes you think, right? I mean, even though I don't think you have to be psychic per se to have these experiences of like predicting your own death from like death premonitions. However, it might help if you do have psychic ability like myself, and yeah, this might help with the reading. It might help get some closure. And that's what I like to do. I like to help others bring closure. And, and if I can't help, I can hopefully help steer them in the right direction. Right? So, anyway, I'm kind of stalling here. But if you guys enjoy this episode, please give it a kindly review and share. And y'all be right, a safe evening. And I will be back with none other than Chris McKinnell, with my first returning guest of the year. Chris McKinnell is the grandson of the Edward Warren from Hunter Universe and all those awesome films and books and everything. And he's also the director of the Warren Legacy Foundation, in which I'm also a member for a year now. So I'm still stoked about it because I've been their fans for a long time. And I love learning about their work and everything. So, So y'all have a great and safe evening, you guys. And we'll be back on the 30th, January 30th, with Chris McKinnell. And so you've been listening Supernatural Whispers podcast, and I'm your host, Nicole Jasper.